The Czech Christmas is inseparably associated with carp. This rather dull-tasting fish became the central part of the Christmas dinner in the 19th century. It gradually replaced various types of cereal and dried fruit as the most popular fasting meal on Christmas Eve. That said, Czech breeders producing carp and other freshwater fish today do more business abroad than at home. Vít Bohanka reports.
I am in the town of Tábor, some 90 kilometers or 55 miles south of Prague. Oldřich Pecha is a fishmonger by trade, owner and manager of a fish nursery right in the center of the town.
Nyní se nacházíme na takovém velice zajímavém místě, a sice táborské štičí líni, která...
We are now in a very special place. This pike or Czech fish nursery is located some 15 meters below the water level of Jordan, which is the oldest dam lake in this part of Europe. It was founded in the late 15th century when the inhabitants of Tábor dammed the local creek to create a supply of water for the fast-growing fortress and surrounding town.
Jsem rybář a narodil jsem se na rybářství, kde se právě teď nacházíme. Pořád se snažím rozvíjet to místo ku prospěchu.
I am a fisherman, and so was my father. I was actually born right here at this fishery, and now I am trying to develop this family business and trade. And, of course, we aim to increase the consumption of the freshwater fish that we produce.
There is a fishmonger's shop right under the dam of the Jordan Lake, but it is really something like a shop window for Mr. Pecha's company.
To je jenom opravdu taková spíš služba obyvatelům Tábora, aby jakový bonus, takový benefit v tom.
It is really something like a service, a special bonus for our neighbors so that they can buy fresh produce from our fishery right in the center town. It is not a substantial part of our business since we sell more than 90% of our fish wholesale. Our main customers are abroad, mostly in Germany, Poland, Slovakia and even France and Italy. Local sales represent only a tiny percentage of our turnover.
Now, this is a bit of a paradox. Czechs do love their carp for Christmas, and the overall freshwater fish production in the Czech Republic grew sevenfold in the past few decades. But the consumption of fish in the country has been stagnating. Compared to other nations in Europe, the Czechs eat much less fish. This cannot be explained only by the fact that Czechia is a landlocked country, since even the neighboring Slovaks or Hungarians, who also lack access to the sea, eat twice as much fish meat as the Czechs. It doesn't make much sense, since the Czechs have a very long tradition of building ponds specifically for fisheries. And they also have a scientific institute of aquaculture at the University of Southern Bohemia. To get a broader historical perspective, I spoke to one of its leading experts, Jan Kašpar.
Především se to dá příčit s tomu, že 50. léta jsou nástup intenzifikace. Vlastně ta výroba se zvyšovala všude a neznamená...
In the 1950s, Czech food and agricultural production intensified. This doesn't mean that we didn't have fisheries before the 1950s, but the system was completely different in the first half of the 20th century. Fish were harvested and consumed mainly locally. With the intensification, production grew very quickly, but mostly for export. We have ideal natural and climate conditions for fisheries and the tradition that goes back for centuries. We have both the expertise and practical experience in this field and simply know how to breed good carp.
But the Czech fisheries tradition is not just about consumption and economic figures. Their historical and cultural significance goes far beyond that. Since medieval times, local nobility and monasteries were using natural and building artificial ponds to breed fish. This trend served a double purpose. In the times when the diet was dictated by the Christian faith, much more than today, the fisheries provided an ample source of fasting food. The second reason for the spread of fish breeding in the Czech lands was to simply diversify sources of food. In those days, the general population was reliant mainly on cereals and grain as the main sources of energy. Game and beef were available, but on a regular basis, almost exclusively to the aristocracy and perhaps a few richer merchants and artisans in the towns that were only gradually growing in economic importance and population. There were some other domestic animals and poultry, but they were kept mainly to provide other products and sources of energy, such as eggs and milk. Fresh fish thus helped to lessen the prevailing monotony in diet and even to slightly alleviate the constant threat of famine. Gradually, a small industry was born. You can see it very well even today in the 21st century, especially in southern Bohemia around the small towns like Třeboň. It was in this region back in the early 16th century that an elaborate water system called Golden Canal was built. It is some 50 kilometers or 30 miles long and was constructed by Jakub Krčín, a specialist employed by the Rosenbergs, a local aristocratic family. It connected natural streams and rivers and created dozens of fish ponds and artificial lakes, some of them quite large. Apart from the direct economic significance, there is the indirect added value for tourism. Třeboň and the surrounding flat basin provide ideal terrain for cycling. Richard Lhotský works at the Microbiological Institute of the Czech Academy of Sciences based in Třeboň and we met on the Dam of Svět, or in English, the world, one of the largest artificial lakes in the region.
Jednak to má samozřejmě ten význam ekonomický, protože české rybníkářství je pořád největší sladkovodní rybníkářství v rámci Evropy nebo Evropské unie, chceme-li.
On the one hand, there is the economic impact. The Czech freshwater fisheries are still the biggest of their kind in the European Union. On the other hand, this type of cultural landscape created by human activity is so unique that it was declared as a biosphere reserve and recognized by UNESCO at the end of the 1970s. Among its many functions in the biosphere is its role as a corridor for bird migration. As a biologist, that is something. I'm interested in it professionally. And there is also the aesthetic role of the ponds and lakes. This magic landscape has always inspired writers and painters. Just look at all the cyclists and hikers who are passing by.
Já myslím si, že nikdo z těch lidí, kteří nás tady míjejí, by do té Třeboně nepřijel, kdyby tady nebyly ty staleté duby na hrázích a ty rybníky tady nebyly.
I don't think they would come to Třeboň if we did not have these age-old oaks on the banks of the lake. The history is quite palpable here, and what is even more important and interesting is that it is living history. It is not like some stone castle or chateau with historical artifacts which are in fact dead. This lake Svět, or the world in English, still serves as one of the largest fish ponds in the Czech Republic. Every second year, the lake is emptied and all the living fish are harvested and sold. So this landscape and its fisheries has economic as well as climactic and ecological value.
Ekologické, bych to měl shrnout pod jeden termín.
Microbiologist Richard Lhotský from the town of Třeboň in southern Bohemia. Unfortunately, the Czechs may come to appreciate the aesthetic and natural heritage of their fisheries, but when it comes to supporting its survival by eating and buying more local fish, they are not so patriotic. Again, Jan Kašpar from the University of Southern Bohemia.
V současné době ne úplně vysoké procento lidí touží jít do supermarketu nebo do obchodu.
At the present time, not many Czechs go to their supermarkets or local fishmongers to buy a fish fillet or a whole fish to cook. They prefer cheaper chicken, pork, and even beef meat, which is usually easier to prepare. When it comes to fish products, they tend to buy pre-processed fish salad or canned fish. Also, we live in a globalized world where deep-frozen sea fish products and even shrimps and other fruits of the sea are imported and readily accessible in their supermarket.
Když si vezmete celý výběr, který je v momentální době na trhu a který je běžně dostupný, myslím tím běžně supermarkety, nikoli specializované prodejny.
It's very difficult to compete, and when you look at the overall fish consumption in the Czech Republic, local fish represents an absolute minimum.
Tak je to absolutní minimum.
That said, at Christmas time, you wouldn't come to the same conclusion if you were shopping for a freshly killed carp. At least in my hometown, if I do not want to get it deep frozen or pre-packaged in a vacuum wrapping in a supermarket for a much higher price, I have to reserve it at least a week ahead. Thus, in my local fishmongers, I can get a pre-cut carp together with its head and entrails for the soup on Christmas Eve, quality and freshness guaranteed. Nothing creates the genuine Christmas atmosphere like the smell and sound of frying fish mixed with old Czech carols. And as is my traditional role in our family, I will then be covering the carp fillets in flour, beaten eggs and breadcrumbs before frying them. And while I will be cooking the soup and mixing the compulsory potato salad, I will have time to ponder the future of the Czech fisheries. I sincerely hope that they will do more of their business at home than abroad in the coming years. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!